Hello, welcome everybody to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel, meaning his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who's most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that's you, will come through and use his body as if it were a regular person. We get no advance notice of who it is, so it's always a lovely surprise, and tonight is no exception. We would like to ask that you limit yourself to, say, 3 questions or 5 minutes at the most, okay? We're getting more callers, and we want to try to have everybody have a chance. And if you have more questions and want to come back and there's not someone using the time, then you're welcome to do so, okay? So, everybody ready? Here we go.
Hello, dear ones.
Welcome.
My name is Toth.
Toth?
Yes.
T-H-O-T-H?
T-O-T-H.
T-O-T-H. I'm sorry. Okay, wonderful. Thank you and welcome. And could you give us a little bit about your role, your emphasis, if you had a life on the planet, what it was like?
I have not had a life on your planet.
Okay.
And I work with those of you who are willing to receive information that will help you and help humanity.
Okay, willing to receive information of any kind that's pertinent to...
Spiritual.
Spiritual information.
Yes.
Okay. So a spiritual perspective on things people may have a question about, be concerned about.
Yes.
Or anything like that.
Correct.
So this is a perfect time for you to come in because the spiritual perspective on this inauguration that's to take place tomorrow and all the changes that are in process and coming to give us a spiritual perspective on those, right?
Happy to do it.
And that's why it's you today? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Great timing. Wonderful.
Good detective work.
Wonderful. Well, this is very, very special because we know what an incredibly special time this is for the changes, for massive stuff happening at whatever pace humanity can stand it and not go into chaos.
Yes. Let's talk about that pace for a second, shall we?
Yes, please.
All right. What I would ask everyone, including you, dear,
yes,
to do is when something new is presented to you, to open up and check and see if this is something that you want to allow in your world. And if it is, allow it. But first, check and see. Too many of you have been in the habit of, oh, it's new, close down, don't allow. And at this particular time on your planet, that absolutely does not work. It does not serve you, it does not serve anyone.
How very true, because those who are unable to allow the new information are going to be on a different path than those who are stepping up into the new good stuff. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. So the great divide is going on.
It is happening.
Yes. Yes. At an accelerated pace, probably, because it's been happening for months, if not longer, but...
Much longer, dear.
Yeah, much longer. Okay. It just wasn't so obvious as it is now, maybe, to everybody who's paying attention.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. Barbara, welcome.
Yes, good evening. Again, no questions, but only to say, in truth do they walk in love, light, and forgiveness. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Barbara. Okay, I should take a minute now to give numbers, just in case someone doesn't have those in front of them. If you're on a listen-only line.
How would you allow that in your world, dear? That someone doesn't have them?
That someone doesn't, I'm sorry?
Doesn't have the numbers.
Well, suppose they saw the email, they remembered the time, but they're out driving and they forgot to take the numbers with them.
I see. Okay.
I mean, this does happen. We're, most of us are pretty busy, and sometimes the details kind of slip through the cracks. So, anyway, for a question and answer, you need to call. First number would be toll-free, 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. And an alternate number is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. Okay. So, can you give us a perspective on the planned inauguration for tomorrow?
On the event itself?
And on the arrangements, it's my understanding there's about 2 million bikers in Washington, D.C. now or arriving to keep peace, help keep peace. There have been those who have threatened to try to create chaos. And my sense is that it's going to go off just fine. But if you can give our listeners any information about things, that would be awesome.
Well, yes, the cabal is going to threaten and posture about disruption. But it is merely smoke and mirrors. There's no real danger there.
That's my sense. It's going to come off pretty much without a hitch.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Good. Anything else that you can share about the arrangements or the details or anything?
Trump will have some announcements that will be exciting.
Oh, now I don't remember. Does he make a speech somewhere along the way after the actual swearing in?
Yes.
Okay, so there will be a speech. And that would probably behoove as many as possible of us to listen.
Correct.
Okay, good. So some good announcements. Hmm?
Yes.
All right. When will he start using his own TV station? Do you have a projection on that?
Inside of 5 weeks.
Okay. Okay. And that's certainly going to make the major media that's still hanging on to the old program irrelevant, right?
Well, it just will be obvious that they are. They already are.
Oh, that's true. They already are. But it will really be in their face that they really are, whether they think they are or not.
Okay. Correct.
Good. Good, good. And I'm seeing, I just received an email, I've not had a chance to look at it, about an Edward Snowden interview with Activism, okay, from Germany. And the interview is hosted by Zain Raza. Is this a good thing? It's an hour long. Good thing for people to listen to, watch?
Yes.
Okay, so this is good.
Okay. There's good information there.
Okay, very good. And Snowden's doing all right? Other than being bored that he can't get out?
Correct.
But he's holding his health and so forth.
His health is fine.
Okay, great. All right, excellent. There's been a lot of information and disinformation sent out recently. I guess the disinformation is increasing, which is what they said would happen about things. And so people really need to use their discernment more than ever, right?
Absolutely.
Can you give people any hints about how to up their discernment?
You know, it's really difficult to fool for more than just a very short time a child.
True.
So become the child.
Okay.
And it will be easy to discern what is going on.
That's a great idea.
I think it is.
Even though a child would not have specific information about our banking and our government and politics and all that to refer to.
No, but they could feel. They could feel the information and the people giving it and know.
That's right. It comes down to feeling.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, how true. Okay, Cindy has sent in an issue that she found. She says 200,000 tons of nuclear waste potentially under Lake Huron, that the Canadian government is looking at the plan to do that in a bunker under the lake. And of course, that's not a good solution. It's also that proposed area, she says, is a traditional territory of a First Nation tribe that have not been consulted, nor, of course, consented to that project. Can you comment on this being true as a proposal?
It is a proposal. And it is absolutely not for the highest good of the planet or the people.
Absolutely true. It is not for the highest good. Will it be stopped?
Yes.
Will be stopped. Okay. Now, nuclear waste is a big problem. When the galactics are able to be here more openly, can't they just neutralize that stuff?
Yes, they have technologies that will solve the problem.
Excellent.
And your governments have known about this for decades.
Yes. Have the galactics neutralized some of it anyway around the planet?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay, so it's not, even today, it's not as big a problem as it could have been.
Correct.
If they had not done that.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
How do you think it is that Fukushima occurred and yet you're okay?
Well, we are okay, and there's not that many people.
But how could that be?
Well, because the galactics have just done their little magic.
That is correct.
Big magic.
Yes.
Yes, massive magic.
So be grateful.
Oh, I am. And I think a lot of the fear levels about Fukushima have dropped in the last few months, that people are beginning to realize.
Yes.
It's not the problem that, you know, there's not the thing to be afraid of, like we've been talked about. You know, okay.
Yes. It was a tool for generating fear on the planet.
Like everything the cabal does.
Yes.
Right on target. Yes. Okay. There's an interesting story about a woman named Kellyanne Conway, who was Donald Trump's or his campaign manager, and I'm sure is still involved, I would imagine. But there, I never saw much news about her, and yet she not a very important part of of the campaign?
Yes, she was. But public exposure is not her wish.
She likes to work behind the scenes and just be effective?
Yes.
Okay. It certainly puts a kibosh on a lot of the stuff that's been spread about Donald Trump's opinions and treatment of women in the past. Because he picked a woman for a campaign manager.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, very good. Okay, we have Carol. Carol, welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Good evening, everyone. I have allowed much new information into my body today, and it's very challenging. I'm wondering if I am doing okay in that respect, and if you could help me in any way.
You are doing okay, and I will help you since you ask.
Thank you very, very much.
You're entirely welcome.
Thank you. I also have a dog named Shadow that's had a stroke. Would it be in his best, for his highest good, if we had him put to sleep?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, and do that as soon as we possibly can.
Yes.
My husband always balks at the idea of having any animal put to sleep, but maybe you could help him in that respect. And also, I have a healer that is working on me. Her name is Mary, and then I have another friend who is working on me. Her name is Louise. And is there a conflict of interest if they both work on me? Should I just stick with one or the other?
Not really a conflict of interest, but sometimes there will be a lack of harmony in your health as a result.
So I should just stay with Mary, perhaps. She seems to be... helping me quite a bit.
I think that would serve you, dear one.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for
You're
that
welcome.
Okay, I guess that's all I can think of for now. Thank you very, very much for being here. And for your help.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Carol.
Yes, thank you, Mary. And Ron.
All right. Okay. There's more and more exposure now of the act called NACERA, the National Economic Security and Reformation Act, that we've been told was signed into law by Bill Clinton at gunpoint in October of 2000. Because it certainly doesn't support the cabal's agenda. It's just the opposite. It's been my understanding that the features in NACERA would be implemented one at a time, but not the whole act dumped on the clueless public at once. Is that a correct sense?
At one time, that was correct.
Okay. Has that changed now?
Indeed, it has.
So there is the possibility of NACERA as an actual act with its various points exposed to the general populace in the near future?
Yes, I think I would choose different verbiage besides exposed, but yes, they will be informed.
Well, explained
yes.
On TV.
Yes.
Point-by-point explanation with some background, maybe not to overwhelm the clueless public, but to try to bring them on board with the good parts of this and how it will benefit them.
Yes.
Because there's always the whiffim, what's in it for me, that surfaces regularly in all kinds of situations. And people will want to know, well, how does this benefit me, my family? So if they listen, I think it'll become pretty obvious.
It will indeed.
Okay.
But the key part there was, if they will listen.
If they will listen.
Right?
Yes, well, if it takes over the TV and all the programming that's regular, they're not going to have much choice if that's the way it's going to be done.
Dear one, you and many others on the planet are going to have to help those around you understand what is happening.
Yes.
That is what you signed up for, and you're going to have to do it.
Yes, I totally agree with that. Yes, we did sign up for it. It's one of the reasons we started this radio show.
Yes.
So that we can give out really correct perspective from your side on the big picture as much as possible and the developments as they happen.
And what is being asked of you? You humanity.
Yes, our job in stepping up.
Yes.
So again, this will be another opportunity for every individual to choose.
Yes.
Choose stepping up and going with the new information and looking at it seriously for the value it has, or just going, no, I'm going to keep my same life, which is not going to benefit them at all, correct?
Correct. But if they're available, if they will allow themselves, they can see where this is beneficial for all people.
Absolutely, it's beneficial. It's beautiful.
Yes.
I know a tremendous amount, of effort went into creating that act and covering all the points that needed to be covered.
Yes. And I think it's serendipity, maybe, that you personally have been involved in that kind of human interaction. Even today.
Yes, I've done the best I can without knowing everything by any means, but to try to send out to my list as correct information as possible, or a serious disclaimer on it. And I do believe some of that has filtered into people, so they're more aware. So this is good. I've also tried to kind of stay a little bit below the radar because so many good people who've tried to expose information of whatever part of all these changes going on have been attacked, taken out, computers destroyed, phone lines destroyed, and so forth by those who do not want the information out. And I'm very grateful that any attacks on me or us have not been more severe.
You had your moments.
Yes, last year and a half ago.
Yes.
Boy, was that an education. Whoa. But we had wonderful help.
So, and you always will.
Yes, I'm very grateful for that. I feel very supported. And we're, of course, in the situation we are right now, feeling very supported, watching things play out every day.
Watching? I think you mean participating.
Participating, yes. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, we're right in the middle of it. That's true.
Yes, you are.
But I also can step out and watch the flow of things. And it's very, very interesting.
Agreed.
Okay. David Wilcock has been exposing quite a lot of information. My sense is that much of his material is pretty accurate.
It is.
Even though he takes a long time to say some of it.
Yeah.
But that's just his style.
That's correct.
But the information itself is good. Now, there's an email blast that comes out periodically from Gaia Portal. The latest one that I have says that light beings are strengthened as closures are finished.
As what?
Closures are finished.
Yes.
That to me means, yes, light beings are strengthened. I understand that. The closures would mean more and more of people who've committed to the Cabal agenda being taken out of the fray, so to speak. Is that correct?
Well, taken out can occur in numbers of ways, yes?
Yes.
One of which is the individual choosing the light.
Yes. Yes, that's a way for that
and
to
that
shift.
Is occurring.
Mm-hmm. With some.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, and others are choosing differently and will, one by one, or bye-bye.
Yes.
Are the ICC teams still out doing the arrests? Over 30,000 arrests were planned.
Yeah, that'll take a little while, dear.
That's a big job, depending on how many teams they have.
Yes.
Out doing it. That's huge, and they're all over the planet, aren't they?
They are.
That's massive. And the same with General Dunford's teams, but I understand they're getting closer to completion than the ICC teams.
That is true.
That is true. Okay. All right, good. Okay. Antarctica. Very interesting information coming out about Antarctica and what's really there. I understand there's no more escaping from the planet by those who want to not have to pay their dues, so to speak.
That's true.
Okay, they can't get out.
Right.
They're stuck. So they either have to choose the light or take the consequences.
Well, they can't escape. They may choose to be taken elsewhere to continue. But that's not the same thing as them escaping.
No, escaping we mean to keep on going, doing their not-so-nice agenda elsewhere, but that's being changed.
Yes.
They don't have that opportunity anymore.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Is the report about Buzz Aldrin being taken to the moon, or the backside of the moon, in 7 minutes, which is why he had a health issue, is that a true story?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Okay. Is he okay?
Yes.
He recovered?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Good. Okay. I've heard for some time about an individual named Kos, K-O-S. Is that information relatively accurate or relatively not so?
Relatively accurate.
Relatively. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Very good. That's nice, because some of the things he's had put out are very good. Okay. Oh, let's see. What else is going on? I mean, there's a ton of things going on. Is there something else that you would like to address this minute?
I would like to ask everyone that when they're contemplating what they're going to be doing, that they not hold back, that they go for it.
Okay. In other words, step up, have the courage, believe in yourself, believe in what you're doing that's going to be good for humanity in
yes.
some fashion.
And let's go.
And let's go.
Yes.
Let's just go get it done.
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
My request.
All right. I think that's awesome, because we're looking in our own personal circle at people who are choosing to step up and going to be just an awesome addition to the things we're going to be doing. and others we thought would be involved, like, have kind of stepped away, which I'm grateful that we don't have to make a choice of someone to step away after they've gotten really involved with it, our stuff.
Understandably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, make it simple.
Yes.
If they're not going to step up, then it's time to just kind of move away. All right. And
you have noticed that that is occurring?
Oh, totally.
Yes.
It's. I mean, I could make a list by name.
You could.
Two lists. Okay.
I know. I know you could.
Yes. Okay. I had an email about what we could call Trump care as opposed to Obamacare. And I didn't see an official release, but it certainly felt like a good choice. Basically, all American citizens and legal residents are eligible up to age 65, where Medicare picks up most things, and that everything will be covered. Is that true?
That is true.
Okay. And that the insurance situations will be taken over by the government. The government will be paying the insurance companies directly and thus getting better prices, negotiating for better prices if there's good people doing the negotiating.
Yes.
And that anything that the individual or the family owes will, at least announced at this point, be added to their tax bill. Now, we know the tax system is being entirely changed, but for people who don't understand that, this would make sense as an interim step. Is that, am I seeing that correctly?
You are.
Okay. So that means people who are here illegally will either have to pay cash for care or they won't get it. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Because we want people to, as much as possible, go back to their own countries and build their own countries up. Take care of their government changes and making things more accountable, responsible, with new people running whatever government governance they have. And not ignoring the problems in their own original countries unless they really want to be here and are here legally. Right?
Good plan.
Okay. And that people who don't have, who are citizens or legal residents, but do not have income to pay their share and maybe don't even pay taxes, that there will be some kind of a work trade situation where they'll do some kind of community service. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And that there will be some kind of a voucher system for coupons, discounts on things that Medicare doesn't cover for the retirees or even people who are not yet retired. There can be a voucher system, again, maybe based on a work trade kind of situation.
Yes.
So that all makes so much sense to me. It's so simple. Okay?
Yes. Simple is always better.
It's always better.
Yes.
I love it. It's just so sensible. And, okay, we have Carol back. Welcome, Carol.
Hello, Derwin.
Hi, thank you. My question is, it's getting very difficult for me to go outside and walk, but I do have a back-to-life machine. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
Okay, would it be safe for me to use that?
Yes, it will.
Okay, and for how long would I use that?
I think you would want to taper up You want to start out small and increase.
Okay, and I could do that more than once a day, like a couple of minutes, start out a couple of minutes and do that 4 or 5 times a day, or just stay with a couple of minutes once a day?
You could do it twice a day.
Okay, for a couple of minutes and then just work up from there.
Yes.
Okay, thank you again.
You are welcome.
And what is your name again?
Toth.
T-O-T-H?
Yes.
Okay, so when I need your help, do I need to call on you? Will you just automatically be with me?
You can always call me and I'll be there.
Okay, T-O-T-H. All right, thank you again. Many blessings.
Blessings to you, dear one.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
I've also heard that under the Trump administration that the billions that the federal government has been spending on pharmaceutical drugs for covered Americans, that's not, for many years, has not been competitively bid. That just the insurance companies have just shipped the stuff and billed the government pays, and so that basically the companies have been charging whatever they want, but that under Trump it's going to go to competitive bidding. Is that true?
That is true, and he has not gone public with it, but he is looking at making alternative medicine much more prominent in the U.S.
Oh, good. No, this has not been announced, but I was hoping he would move in that direction.
He is going to.
So that alternative treatments that have not been covered can be covered, at least in some fashion, partially or whatever, under Trump care?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Would you say that would be in place within 6 months or so?
I say it will be in place inside 11 months.
11 months. Okay. Well, that is massive. Absolutely massive. Okay. And will the billing be simple? The Medicare billing now, from what I understand, is so difficult. And if whoever's filling out the paperwork, if it isn't perfect, you just don't get paid.
All of that will be simplified.
Excellent. Excellent. My chiropractor has complained about the difficulty of getting paid by Medicare at all because of the paperwork being so complex. So this is great. I also hear that John F. Kennedy Jr. has been placed in charge of some kind of commission to look at the entire vaccination and vaccine situation. Is that true?
And all of CDC, yes.
All of CDC, the whole vaccination picture and vaccines.
Yes.
That is so awesome because, one, he's a prominent person. Two, he already knows a lot about vaccines, does he not?
He does.
And he knows what a disaster it's become as far as the way it's administered and the programs and the way they're dumping 10, 12, 15 vaccines into newborn babies, which is just crazy. My view.
Yes, he does understand.
Okay. So that's going to come about also.
Correct.
And so that will make it so much easier for people to have a sensible use of the vaccines and not have it be just a carte blanche for the pharmaceutical companies, the vaccine companies. Oh, I love it.
Well, it will become, once again, a case where vaccines serve humanity as opposed to not serving
Yes, until we have the Star Trek tricorders that take care of everything, there are some vaccines that are needed, right?
Yes.
But not many.
Right.
Compared to what is out there now. And they do serve a purpose if they're administered properly, where the body can actually deal with them. Yes?
They can once again be made to serve. And yeah. I believe you will see that occur.
And that's within this year?
That will take a little bit longer than a year, but not much.
Okay. But any progress in that direction is positive.
Oh, well, there will be much of that.
Yes. Yes, it just may not be completely in place.
Right.
For a year or a little longer. Okay, but progress, yes. And that will encourage doctors who've been on the fence about being afraid to buck the vaccine manufacturers, but knowing they don't really serve, it'll give them some courage to take a little bit stronger stand step by step.
Yes.
I mean, if I were a doctor and I knew the truth, or at least partial truth about vaccines, would I give them to my own children, except in a very sensible way? No way. But dealing with my patients would probably be a different story. So, okay, that is good.
It is.
Yes. About 3 years ago, it is reported that Saint Germain said that one day Congress would open their doors, the U.S. Marshals would come in and arrest a large majority of them, and it would be televised on the mainstream news. Is that true, and is it going to happen?
That was a plan.
Okay.
What they're looking at now is totally new governance, which would make that irrelevant.
That's true. All of Congress would be out of office because there wouldn't be an office.
Correct.
There's no Congress.
Right.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. All right.
Now, as far as individuals being held accountable, that will occur.
Oh, yes. That whole congressional batch, that's going to take some big doing.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it will.
All right. Now, there was a projected plan for a small, maybe partial disclosure for the 16th last Monday, which apparently did not happen. And the next projected date was today, the 19th, which I haven't heard anything about it being any kind of a partial disclosure of our galactic friends and so forth. Is there another projected date, or do they feel that the public's just not ready and they need to wait?
Listen to what is said tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Oh, maybe Trump?
Bingo.
I love this guy. I love his courage. I hope he's still having fun with all of this, even though it's much more intense than when he started. And certainly he never agreed to go this far. But he is still stirring the pot, which is what he did agree to do.
Exactly.
Yes. So, good. Now, there's been talk in the news about Trump being pro-Israel the way it is, and BB and so forth, when, of course, most of us who know the truth know that that's really a Zionist situation that needs to be cleaned up in favor of the planet as well as the good Jewish people. Is his view of Israel, is he being careful for the moment? Can you give us a perspective on that, or does he need some more education?
He's getting his ducks in a row, my dear.
Okay, so it's a step-by-step thing.
Yes.
Because this is a massive, massive change.
Correct.
And he still has only 24 hours a day like all the rest of us.
Yes.
To try to get everything done, which is like a joke at this point, I'm feeling. Looking at what I'm going to be doing, it's like, can I just go to the beach or something and forget it? No, I can't.
You're going to have to take some time to do that. Otherwise, you will become very unbalanced here.
Yes, this is true. We have to plan time to have fun.
Yes, you do.
Plan time to go to the beach. Plan time to go do stuff.
Yes.
Because otherwise, it's just going to be work, 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 work. And that's not going to work.
So to speak.
Yeah, so to speak. Right. Okay. It's my understanding that Trump and Putin are working together very well. Is that still true and maybe increasing?
Increasing, indeed.
Aha. Very good buds, actually, huh?
Yes.
This is awesome. Okay. Do you have any information about what's going to happen with the stock market, if it's going to be completely closed down, if it's going to go back to something honest, or is there a plan in place that's likely to play out?
When the planet goes through the financial changes that are coming, there will be a bobble, and there may be a small drop, maybe as much as 30%.
Well, that's what I was told, about a third.
Yeah, about a third. And it will recover over time.
Yes. But they're cleaning up the system so that it'll operate honestly.
Correct.
Instead of the games that have been played.
Yes.
Of course, with a lot of the investment houses either closed or cleaned up, that's going to make a difference. Is it not?
Yes, it will.
And a lot of the investment managers and brokers and so forth, the ones that have not been honest, they'll be bye-bye or turn to the light and become honest.
Yes.
So the whole thing is going to shift. Yes. Okay.
As soon as you take away the possibility for deceit in human relationships, you change the whole game, don't you?
Absolutely. And how, other than some practical changes in the laws or the way that companies are structured or whatever, how is the opportunity for deceit, maybe on a consciousness level, how is that being addressed? Because there is that element in there. There are honest people in a rotten system as well as rotten people in the rotten system.
Yes. As part of the changes that are coming for humanity, it will no longer be possible to deceive anyone, including themselves.
Oh, beautiful. And that's because consciousness is being raised? As well.
Yes, and the vibration in general is increasing.
So with a higher vibration, which is covers the entire planet, all of humanity, right?
Yes.
There's less opportunity for people to lie and cheat.
Yes.
As well as...
But the biggest thing will be no one will be able to deceive another because what their intents are will be broadcast, basically, to everyone.
So it's like an energetic broadcast.
Correct.
It's like using our discernment to the max.
Indeed.
So the discernment capabilities are increased.
Well, you could say that, yes.
Okay, so that people will feel more clearly what's honest and what's not honest.
Indeed.
Okay, so we're all getting help to become more conscious of being able to evaluate situations and what other people say and so forth more accurately. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, beautiful. All right. Okay. Are we still scheduled for public exchanging sometime in the spring? Is that, I know there's ongoing private groups now, but for those not in a group, public exchanges, is it still springtime, give or take?
Yes.
Is there any way to be a little more accurate, knowing things have been delayed, 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 and may continue to be delayed, delayed, delayed?
Not going there.
Okay. All right. Will Palestine become its own country again?
Yes.
Okay. Good. So the UN vote was an honest vote that is indicative of the future?
Yes.
Good. Those people, I feel so for them and what they've been through. I mean, we have it so easy. No matter who has problems here, we have it so easy compared to what those people have put up with.
Oh. Correct.
Yes. Not that they didn't agree to it and all that on some level and all that, but it's got to be really, really challenging.
That someone has agreed to play a role in the world doesn't mean that people should not have compassion for them.
That's true. That's true, because some situations are so difficult.
Indeed.
And yes, they provide wonderful lessons for people and all of that. But it's just, some things just feel really over the edge. And yes, compassion is a good deal.
Compassion is necessary.
Necessary. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Do I need to say that again?
You can if you want to.
Compassion is necessary.
Yes. Yes. CNN, have they moved at all toward more honest reporting than in the past?
What if that were true?
Oh, that would be nice, huh?
Yes.
And the rest of the major media is still doing its old agenda, pretty much?
Yes.
Although sometimes we see little leaks here and there of some truth.
Of course.
But they're still pretty small leaks, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's see. What else would be of value to talk about at this time? I'm trying to think of another topic that would be of value to our listeners.
Another topic?
Yes.
Well, we could always talk about allowing joy, couldn't we?
Absolutely.
I think we could talk about that for a long time.
Yes.
Because it is so helpful, not only to the individual, but to all of humanity when you do that. So I recommend it highly.
Yes, allow joy. That's like allow love.
All right, exactly.
Yes, yes. One more quick question for me, kind of on a personal level. Do you see our situation with moving by the end of the month and all of the factors involved, do you see that moving forward smoothly? as long as we stay pretty much on top of things?
As long as you keep allowing the magic, yes.
Okay, magic. Oh, yes, we've seen magic. Oh, yes. Right. Okay, allow the magic. All right, I'm good with that.
If you hadn't have, this would not even be a thought.
That's true. You're right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, magic it is. Oh, great. Okay, Ta, thank you so very much for being here with us today. We're very grateful for your presence and all your beautiful answers to things that people are concerned about. And we appreciate you very much.
Thank you, dear. This has been my pleasure. Namaste.
Namaste.